SEC tournament and that kind of deal? And are your guys ready for it? And have they did they learn from what happened last year when you were kind of in contention and it just kind of all fell apart?
Yeah, you know, I think they're hungry. You know, it's a new format this year, so we're pretty excited about that. You know, if you finish in the top eight, you get to go to match play, and it mirrors the NCAA championship. So, you know, right now our goal is to qualify for match play and then see what we can do from there. But, man, I'm excited about it. I think the team's ready, and it should be fun.
Are you excited about the change? Do you feel like because the NCAA championship is like that, that this also it kind of makes sense for you guys to prepare?
I think it does a lot of things for us. Number one, it helps us get ready for NCAAs, all the teams in the SEC. But also, it's easier to follow, and it's more exposure for our conference. Whenever you get to play head-to-head instead of against the entire field, I think that's a benefit for our sport. So, you know, we're hoping that it leads to maybe some TV coverage. You know, definitely I know it's going to get covered on the SEC network, and so get some national time as far as just highlights even. It's just so much easier to do in a match play setting than it is in the stroke play to know what's going on. So I think it's going to be great, and it's good, and the kids love it. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, over the last 8 or so years of match play at the NCAAs, when they've asked the kids what they think, they say it's the best format and the best tournament they've ever played in.
Health-wise, where do you feel like you guys are right now?
Caven's not going to be able to play. We feel like Dan's going to be able to go. He's done a great job of getting treatment and taking care of his business. So if he's in the lineup, we're a pretty strong team. We can contend with anybody. So you know, and then with you know, Brandon stepped up his game and Pacey's played a lot better. So, and obviously with the top two guys, we should be pretty good.
Any specifics on Dan? I mean, just his swing? Or?
No, it's just he's got a strain in his lower back. You know, it's kind of a whiplash kind of deal from the accident, but there's no structural damage. There's nothing to the spine. He should be good to go. It's just a matter of him tolerating a little bit of pain when he swings, but, you know, there's no damage there.
Momentum-wise, how are you guys feeling after the third place finish of the Aggie Invitational? How do you feel like you guys are?
Good. You know, I think they're fired up. You know, we finished second last year, and we feel like we got a pretty good grasp on the golf course, and it's supposed to be windy. We played in wind all spring, so I feel like we should go have a good week.
You haven't won a tournament this year, but obviously it'd certainly be nice if this was when you had the breakout, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we talked about that before. You know, you put yourself in contention week after week after week, and you like to think that eventually you're going to knock the door down. And so, you know, we've talked about it all year. We want to be the best team in April and May. We weren't that concerned with being the best team in September. And so I feel like we've gotten better as years progress, and we've got a good shot. I think we can play with anybody. When we're playing our best golf, we can play with anybody in the country.
How about the course? Obviously, you guys know the course. You've been down that road before. Is it a course that, you know, you can gamble on, or one that you really need to stay within your game?
Well, it really kind of depends on the weather. If the wind's blowing at Sea Island, then you've got to play really smart, disciplined golf like most of the tournaments are playing all year. If there's no wind, it's pretty easy, really. It's gettable. It's a lot of wedges. You know, the greens are, this time of year, the greens are kind of softer and receptive to shots, and so you can be a lot more aggressive. But if it's windy and you short side yourself and you hit your ball out of play off the tee, then it's a pretty difficult track. So I think a lot's going to depend on that, but it sure looks like it's supposed to be pretty breezy, and it was last year, and that's to our benefit, without a doubt. We wanted to play tougher.